From WRLL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Tuesday, September 5th. Coming up, we'll learn more about why Mexico's president is trying to ban the import of genetically modified corn. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois officials plan to hold a public hearing today about controversial cuts to state-funded health insurance for low-income immigrants. Kristen Shores reports.
A few years ago, Illinois launched a unique program that offered health insurance to low-income, undocumented senior citizens. They otherwise wouldn't qualify for health insurance. The state then expanded coverage to people as young as 42 years old. The idea was to make medical care more accessible and prevent people from racking up big bills. But in July, the state cut back. They stopped enrolling some age groups and let medical providers charge copays, such as up to $250 if you're admitted to the hospital. The state said the programs just cost too much money. But some advocates say the changes jeopardize access to medical care for thousands of people. The hearing is online. I'm Kristen Schorsch.
As the fall semester ramps up, so too are the cases of COVID-19 at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. IPM reporter Emily Hayes has more.
Students and staff can still access free take-home tests on campus, and 2 weeks in, those tests are in high demand. Oase Fade is director of the university's McKinley Health Center. He says the testing demand plus wastewater samples shows there's a spike right now.
It's not at the same level as previous year, but again, you know, it does take a few weeks to reach its peak. So we may be a little bit early.
He said hospitalizations are relatively low in the community, and he doesn't expect U of I to return to mask or vaccine mandates. I'm Emily Hayes, IPM News.
The Fighting Illini football team is on the road this week against the Kansas Jayhawks after defeating the Toledo Rockets last Saturday. IPM News reporter Colin Highslope has more.
Football is back in Champaign as the Fighting Illini get set to host the Toledo Rockets. The Associated Press preseason poll ranks Toledo three places higher than the Illini, who are nationally ranked at 45. Head Illini football coach Brett Bielema spoke of the adversity and excitement that comes with the first game of a season.
We got to handle adversity. As coaches, we got to handle the moment we're living in. Excited to watch our guys respond, excited to watch our coaches respond. And we have a unique challenge this week, right? Believe me, there is nothing more we've focused on in the last 10 days than Toledo.
Game time is 6:30 p.m. and will be televised on Big Ten Network. I'm Colin Highslope, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn more about why Mexico's president is trying to ban the import of genetically modified corn, most of which comes from the U.S. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Last year, the U.S. exported $18.5 billion worth of corn. More than a quarter of that went to Mexico. But that trade relationship has been strained in recent years, with Mexico's president trying to ban the import of genetically modified corn. As Harvest Public Media's Dana Cronin explains, the president's decree pits cultural conviction against a major trade agreement.
There's a saying in Mexico.
Sin maíz no hay país, there's no country without corn.
Without corn, there is no country, Diego Marroquín Bitar says. He grew up in Mexico and is now a fellow for the U.S.-Mexico Foundation, a nonprofit that supports trade between the two countries. He says corn, or maíz, is a linchpin in Mexico, going back millennia when it was cultivated by ancient indigenous tribes in the country's highlands.
Corn is quintessentially Mexican. It plays a really important role in the construction of the Mexican identity, and I think that's where the president comes from.
Back in 2020, Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador issued a decree to prohibit genetically modified corn in Mexico by 2024, citing health concerns. Here he is talking about it in a speech earlier this year.
Tenemos primero que cuidar la salud y también proteger las variedades nativas de maíz.
He says we have to take care of our health and protect our native corn varieties. And many Mexicans and Mexican Americans agree.
Heirloom corn is so special. It is over millennia and through generations of families has been bred to grow in specific regions and is pest resistant, drought resistant.
Emmanuel Galvin owns Bolita Masa, a micro molino and tortilleria in Berkeley, California. He buys high-quality heirloom corn varieties from different regions in Mexico and hand-presses them into tortillas and other masa-based foods. He says the inspiration for Bolita Masa came from his Mexican heritage. Galvin grew up here in the U.S. after his parents emigrated from Jalisco, Mexico. He says working with Mexican maíz has helped him celebrate that part of his identity. He gets emotional, recalling the shame he felt growing up.
I think part of why I work with maíz is to kind of reclaim this like thing that I shunned for so long and was like really looking down on because I was trained by society to kind of look down on this food that wasn't like, it was an other, right? It was this other thing that was foreign and kind of gross.
Galvin agrees with Mexican President López Obrador's logic in banning GMO corn for cultural reasons, but also for the country's health. He says in Mexico, maíz is a staple of the everyday diet.
It is most people's main source of protein and fiber. It's most people's main form of B vitamins and amino acids.
Over 90% of corn grown in the U.S. is genetically modified. It's been engineered to resist things like pests and drought and to tolerate herbicides. Mexico is the second highest importer of that corn behind China. Nancy Martinez is with the National Corn Growers Association and says a ban could really hurt U.S. farmers.
You know, if we can't export the majority of our GM corn, we'd have to find other available markets to put it. And that's not something that you can stand up overnight.
But the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement stipulates that Mexico needs to give scientific evidence in order to ban GMO corn. In essence, they have to prove it's bad for people's health. And Martinez says it's been proven to be safe.
So to kind of halt that scientific innovation because of this non-science-based, you know, opinion, that's really going to put us back.
And U.S.-Mexico Foundation's Diego Marroquin Bitar, who acknowledges the cultural reasons behind the ban, says it looks unlikely that scientific evidence exists.
There's actually studies that have looked into this and have found basically nothing.
Earlier this year, the U.S. requested formal trade consultations with Mexico, but ultimately failed to resolve the dispute. Last month, the U.S. established a third-party dispute panel, which will make a final decision on whether Mexico's ban violates the country's trade agreement. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Dana Cronin.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy, with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 88 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Kristen Schorsch, Emily Hayes, Colin Highslope, and Dana Cronin. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.